Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for this superabundant grace and beauty we have now in you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, help just put this across, Father God, to every heart, Father God, so every heart themselves can come to the throne of grace and be inspired, Father God, to be all that you made them to be in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. Our readings this morning is Ephesians 1, just one verse, verse 8. But I motivate you guys, you know, sorry it's come so late. I think this book and the beautiful opening up of this book in the TPT translation is something you could be reading every day to just get this picture in your heart so that your thoughts can be filled with it, and then your words, attitude, and action can be filled with it. And and then also just go read other translations. It's so wonderful reading other translations, because both the Hebrew, the Greek, the Chaldean, the original language, it's so deep, eh? And our words and the ideas that words bring us is, it's wonderful that we have got many ways of declaring it and speaking about it, but it's beautiful. You need to take hold of it.
We are using the app, the YouVersion app, where you can download as many translations as you want. The YouVersion app.
That will help you. And then just read every day, read the whole chapter even, man. But we just wanted to read in the TPT verse 8, my sweetie.
This superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us, releasing all forms of wisdom and practical understanding.
Hallelujah. All forms of wisdom. Word of knowledge, word of revelation, word of revelation. What's the other words? Yeah, for all types of wisdom, whatever is needed, what is needed for you to wake up in this morning and to inspire and motivate you, and then to wake up others, refresh others, and then also to overcome the testings that are coming this day. The Lord knows everything before the time. I just want to go back, you know, just to see how God knows everything. And it's in the Mirror Bible, Francois, my spiritual father, in verse 4, he says that word there, before the foundation of the earth, he knew, you know, he says it's before the fall, God predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless in his sight. So it just knows, just shows you he knows everything that's going to happen, and then he knows what he's going to do. And then verse 5 as well just points out that whole fact there as well. And that word adopt, he says it's not the word adopt, it's this word like what he says the Jews call it,
bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah, that is when a child comes of age. And he says, so when we came of age, when man was ready to receive this new and this better covenant, that's when God sent Jesus, so that we can come back to the original design. So it's just so beautiful. I'll send that to you so you can just look at. And then again, coming back to this beautiful grace that we've got. I was just blown away this morning as I listened to the TPT's interpretation of grace and what it means in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You want to read it, my sweetie?
The Greek word charis is, in its original sense, is descriptive of that which brings pleasure and joy to the human heart, implying a strong emotional element. God's grace includes favor and supernatural potency, and it is meant to leave us both charming and beautiful. In classic Greek, it was meant to convey the attitude of favor shown by royalty.
Hallelujah, isn't that beautiful? The first time I've seen someone, and I'm in France as well, where they say charis is a divine influence on God's heart, that then he knows everything about you, everything you need to know, and then he conveys it to your heart. And then I just think again at 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, my grace is your sufficiency. So it gives us sufficient, it motivates, it lifts up, it does everything. That bringing faith, which that's grace, faith comes from grace. And I just want to read further in the 1 Corinthians 3. Yeah, this is just ESV. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed among you. See, the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. And as my Father sent me, so I send you. The works that you shall do, works that I do, you shall do also. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. So God wasn't teasing us when he was showing us Jesus. He was showing the Word in his heart for all mankind, because he was the Word made flesh, and he was made flesh for the purpose of showing this, the hidden truth of God's love, the grace in his heart for us all. And then his death made it available that we could come home. He's not ashamed to call us brethren. The Father, he said, blessed be the God, our God and Father. He's blessed. And that's why, because he's blessed now, everything's been done, we can now wake up to this great love. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Thank you, Lord, for your favor upon us that brings us pleasure and joy and leave us charming and beautiful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.